What a privilege to be here with y'all tonight. What a beautiful church you have. I'm going to mix you up a little bit, okay? I decided not to do that one, okay? I'm going to do number one, okay? Just by sitting here, just started to change my mind a little bit. So while you're moving that around, okay? It's always fun to be in someone else's church, because we serve the same big God. And if you will indulge us tonight for a little bit, Gary's going to preach a little bit of the word, and I'm going to sing a little bit of the word, if that's okay. But we've had a wonderful day in the house of the Lord, and I can't get over the feeling that we serve an awfully big God. I was telling Brenda earlier, we have four children. They have four children, all of them very different. One of our children is in Southeast Asia, and she is serving for 6 months as a secret missionary in a country where it's illegal to be telling people about Jesus. And you can't be known as a missionary there. And so it's an interesting thing to hear stories from her. And this week, we got some interesting reports back from her. But what God is doing in her life is absolutely going to change her forever. What we sent away on July 4th is not what we're going to be getting back on January 4th. And I thank God for that. And God is just is doing a mighty, mighty thing. And that's why I changed my mind on what I'm going to sing first for you. So let's do number one. Well, I'm going to need more of that. Thanks.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. Love you came, gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and high
just give you tonight our lives over and over and over. Your blood made the way. You made it possible for us to have this relationship with you. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. There are not enough words that we could say that would declare our love for you tonight. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. I want you to know that I was not a child when I came to know the Lord. I was in my 20s, and there was a man named Gary Stewart in my life that told me about this Jesus. And I'm so glad that I met him. In fact, I married him. I didn't have any idea that I would be a pastor's wife. That is proof that God had a sense of humor. Because this was a girl from New York, and he was a guy that grew up in Seattle, Washington, and how God got us together was just a whole nother story. But we had a very different idea of what God was going to do with our life. And we have been in ministry now for, is it 13 years or 14? 14 years. But it has been nothing short of a wonderful adventure. I just want to share one thing about this little adventure, and that has been one of my life verses. Anybody have a life verse that changes from time to time besides me? Okay, good. One of my life verses has been 1 Corinthians 2:9, and that is, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the things that God has for those who love him. Because no one could have told me the adventure that God was going to give me. I had two things that I wanted when I was a little girl. All I wanted to do was be famous and see the world. Maybe every girl wants that. I just wanted to be famous and I wanted to see the world. Well, I didn't know that when I was 22 years old that I was going to become famous. I became famous when I met the Lord Jesus. He made me instantly famous. And over these last 26 years or so, he has been making me famous in his kingdom's work as he has been growing me and teaching me his word, because one of the things he's given me is a love to teach women. And as that has happened, he's given me opportunities to go around the world and see the world and fulfill that little desire in my heart. I've been on 5 continents and teaching African women in little tiny villages. What a privilege. Or going to Nicaragua or to Romania or to the Czech Republic, places that I never thought I would ever be. God just opened up some amazing doors. I'm so humbled to know that God would use someone like me with so many things that I'm still learning, so far to go, and yet he chooses ordinary people with lots of flaws just to do the extraordinary things through, because he's an extraordinary God. I was the first person in my family to become a believer and to follow Christ, and I think my family thought I was a little crazy and I had followed some cult or something. But over the years, my family, whenever there's been a crisis, guess who they've called? Us. When there's been a problem, they've called us. And one by one, many of my family have come to know Christ. Most recently, it's been about 3.5 years ago, I have 3 sisters. And one, my next closest sister to me, my sister Molly, she probably thought I was the most crazy when I became a follower of Christ. But she was my closest sister to me. We just did everything together growing up. And when I accepted Christ, I wanted her to be a believer more than anyone. And for 20 years, I told her about Christ. And she gave me one of these, I'm glad that's working for you. Glad that's working. Until she got cancer. And then she started to listen. And when she started to listen, she listened carefully. And it was so awesome because 3.5 years ago, she listened so carefully, she accepted the Lord. and it was the happiest day. She happened to be visiting us. I had had a brunch in my home in her honor with some girlfriends, and I said, just tell some God stories about how God did some healing. And one by one, those girls started to tell some stories about how God had healed, all, not cancer, but healing in marriages, in family relationships, in all kinds of things. And the light bulb went on in her heart, and she accepted the Lord. Well, we didn't know that. That was going to be about a year and a half before the Lord took her home. I happened to be in Africa when that happened. But God did a mighty thing. In that year and a half before she passed away, God did a mighty work in her life. We had great conversations about heaven. We had great conversations about the what's next, how to deal with all kinds of things, and how to make up for that lost time of 20 years. You know, our God is the great Redeemer. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you start. He just takes you exactly where you are. She said, I kept on thinking I was going to have to get my act cleaned up before he would accept me. That was the greatest lie of Satan. He just says, you just come to me and I will take care of you. I could tell you about 5 million more stories, right? Y'all, these folks are from our church right here. 6 precious folks from our church. They've already heard all these stories, and I could tell you a lot more. But God continues to do some amazing work. My little story with this is, don't give up. If you have someone that you are telling about Christ in your life, don't give up. It was 20 years of telling my sister Molly don't give up. Because sometimes when you think they're not listening, they really are. They're just waiting. You don't know what their low is. But God is the Redeemer. He is the Redeemer of your time. He is the Redeemer of your life. And He is a faithful God. And He's just waiting till the time is right and their heart is right. We're going to do number 10. And I'm sorry, Shirley. But this is a precious one. To me, to our church, and it is just the story of the gospel. I'm saying sorry to Shirley because this is a precious song for her too.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only go this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, Redeemer, please.
better testimony than your life, living your life out as a shining example for Christ every single day? And you know, it's the little things. That's what my sister said. She said, even though I told you I thought you were a little strange for many years, I saw how you and your husband and your kids walked out what you believed. I hope that that's been an encouragement to you tonight. Thank you for having us.